Hello and a warm welcome to you all. This is Paige Estritori with your daily financial services news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. We have quite the day in the financial services sector, so without further ado, let's dive right in. Our first story comes from the world of private lending. On November 27th, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, otherwise known as ASIC, advocated for stronger oversight in this sector. The concerns stem from inconsistencies and risks that could potentially impact investors and borrowers alike. As you may know, private lending has grown significantly. We're talking about roughly $200 billion in loans, primarily in high-risk real estate ventures. Now, with this growth comes potential difficulties. ASIC's investigation has identified issues with reporting standards, risk disclosure, and fee transparency. To address these, ASIC has suggested that rules of private lending should be aligned with those of the banking sector. This could promote transparency and help to maintain trust in the sector, crucially important for Australian small and medium-sized enterprises who increasingly rely on these lenders. Speaking of SMEs, our next story continues on this thread. Interestingly, a significant shift has occurred in the financing preferences of Australian SMEs. Recent data shows that more are choosing non-bank lenders over traditional banks. Now, this isn't just a slight shift, but rather a sweeping change. Last year, 47% opted for non-bank lenders. This year, that number has risen to 54%. On the other hand, those seeking funding from main banks fell from 47% to 35%. Quite a change, wouldn't you agree? Next up, we have news from CHU, Australia's largest strata insurance underwriting agency. Their 2025 State of the Strata Market report tells us that strata insurance premiums rose by a modest 2.8% to $981 per lot. This is while standalone house insurance has soared by 14% due to climate risks. Reflecting on this, we must think about emerging risks and affordability issues in the context of climate resilience and regulatory compliance. Certainly, this is a space to keep an eye on. Finally, we shift to the strata management industry. The Strata Community Association of New South Wales announced that starting January 1st, 2026, its members will phase out insurance commissions in favor of a fee-for-service model. By moving away from commissions and toward direct fee negotiations, the association strives to enhance transparency and foster trust in the industry. A bold step indeed, and one that aligns with the recent legislative reforms in New South Wales. That's all for today's Daily Financial Services News Wrap. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget to visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more in-depth insights and information about insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. This is Paige Estritori, signing off.